Hallelujah. We do want to know you more, Lord. We want to know you more and more and more. We want to know you. We want to hear you. Father, speak to us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We just want to know you, Father. Every day we want to know you more and more and more. Father, as we draw near to you, draw near to us. Hallelujah. We just thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. His presence is so sweet. Amen. Amen. I want you to sit down for just a second. We're going to direct our prayers. So sit down on the outside, but stay standing up on the inside, okay? Okay. I want to welcome Anchor Faith Church tonight. I know they're joining us all the way in St. Augustine, Florida. So welcome. We are glad you're joining us tonight, and it's going to be a powerful time of prayer. I know that you feel the presence of the Holy Spirit there just like we do here, and I'm excited you're joining us tonight. And everybody that's joining us online tonight. You know, I have just been stirred up all day. Tonight, I really want us to pray for our youth, the youth in the church. Because, you know, it's my heart that the next generation, it's in my heart to pray for them, and it's scriptural to pray for them because, see, this thing is passed down from generation to generation. And we, the older generation, we have a responsibility to pass those things down to the younger generation so that the power of the Holy Spirit can continue from generation to generation. And I tell you what, the children and the teenagers that grow up in church that know the things of God, the devil likes to attack them especially to get them off track. Because he knows that they have the answer. And he knows that they are going to bring hope, help, and healing. That they are going to bring Jesus to the next generation. And he wants to do everything that he can to knock them off their course so that they don't fulfill the things that God has for them. And we, church, have a responsibility to be lifting them up in prayer. That's our part that we can play. We have the responsibility to lift those up in prayer that are youth pastors, those that are called to, you know, work with the youth. We have a responsibility to lift them up as they go on the front lines every week, ministering to the youth, bringing a fresh word to them. We have a responsibility to pray for them as well. And it's so, so important. And you know, I really want us tonight, as I was thinking about the youth, I know our youth here at Rhema Bible Church are getting ready to go to youth camp in just a couple of weeks. And how many of you know that at youth camp, I mean, things happen. The Spirit of God is there. How many of you as adults have ever been to youth camp and you had just the Lord just speak to you in a special way during a youth camp? You know, I like to call those moments anchor moments. You know, you say, what are anchor moments? Anchor moments are those moments where Jesus is so real to you, that he talks to you, that he ministers to you in such a real and powerful way that it imprints on your mind and it imprints on your heart, and that you always remember it. And those times when you are just kind of down and discouraged, you can think back to those anchor moments, and they anchor you to the Word of God. And that's what our teenagers need to have at camp. They need to have that anchor moment where God is so, so real. And that will keep them and carry them. Turn over to Hebrews really quick. I want to read a scripture over there. Hebrews 6, verse 19 says, "This hope is a strong and trustworthy anchor for our souls. It leads us through the curtain into God's inner sanctuary." See, those anchor moments, those times with God, they lead us into the inner sanctuary, those precious times. And, you know, I'm sure I'm not alone, but, you know, as a teenager and as a young adult, you know, those times when I wasn't always making the best decisions, maybe I wasn't always walking with the Lord like I should, you know, the thing that kept me from getting too straying too far away? It was the anchor moments. It was the time when God was so real to me that I knew that I knew that I knew that He had a plan for me. And see, that's what our teenagers need to experience. They need to experience those undeniable moments with God that are going to keep them. And you know, they may stray a little bit, but I know that those moments, those anchor moments, will always be ingrained in them and they will come back. And just as I was praying for the service tonight, I just felt encouraged to tell somebody that you may have a son or a daughter or a grandson, granddaughter that's maybe a teenager or young adult that has strayed away from the things of the Lord. They grew up in church, but they strayed away from the things of the Lord. And you've been praying for them. You've been praying and praying and praying. And it seems like that your prayers are just going up to the ceiling and bouncing right back on your head. It seems like. That's what I heard the Spirit of the Lord say to me as I was praying for this service. It seems like your prayers aren't making a difference. But I'm here to tell you that the Lord wants you to know they're making a difference. You don't see them when it's just them alone. And God is speaking to them and is talking to them. Be consistent, be faithful, keep praying, and you will see things turn around. But don't give up hope, be consistent. What I heard the Lord say to me, and I just, so if that's for you, just take it. That's for you. Amen. Anchor moments. We want to pray tonight for anchor moments, for those undeniable moments for our youth that they will have, that will anchor them to the Word of God. I also want to read over just some of my favorite scriptures when it talks about generations. Psalms 100. I love this. I love generations. I believe in generational blessings. Amen? Amen. Psalms 100, it says, "Shout with joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before Him singing with joy. Acknowledge that the Lord is God. He made us and we are His. We are His people, the sheep of His pasture. Enter His gates with thanksgiving. Go into His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him and praise His name, for the Lord is good. His unfailing love continues forever, and His faithfulness continues to each generation." Amen. God's faithfulness, His love, continues from generation to generation. And then over in Psalm 78, let's go over there, Psalm 78. Okay. We're going to start with verse 1 and go to verse 7. It says, "O my people, listen to my instructions. Open your ears to what I am saying, for I will speak to you in a parable. I will teach you hidden lessons from our past and stories we have heard and known. Stories our ancestors handed down to us. We will not hide these truths from our children. We will tell the next generation about the glorious deeds of the Lord, about His power and His mighty wonders. For He issued His laws to Jacob. He gave His instruction to Israel. He commanded our ancestors to teach them to their children so the next generation might know them, even the children not yet born, and they in turn will teach their own children. So each generation should set its hope anew on God, not forgetting his glorious miracles and obeying his commands. Amen. Amen. I believe that God is doing a mighty work in this next generation. Amen. And I just want us to stand up tonight. We're just going to pray. We're just going to pray for the youth, for the teenagers. So go ahead and stand to your feet. We're just going to pray for them. And I just want you to lift up that next generation. I want you to pray specifically for our Rhema Bible Church youth as they're going to summer camp, that the Lord will show himself in such a mighty, mighty, mighty way, that there will be undeniable, powerful moments, that the Holy Spirit will be so strong in their services that it will change their lives and it will change their hearts and it will change their destiny. And they will answer the call that God has placed on their life. And they will come to know him in a greater way. And I want you to pray for those individuals. I want you to pray for our youth pastor who's going to be taking those students and speaking to them. I want you to pray for our youth leaders that are going to camp, that they will be used in a mighty way. Because I believe that this generation coming up is going to be so important in the end times, in bringing the gospel around the world. It just burns on the inside of me that we need to lift up this next generation, that they are going to take that message of faith to the world and light it up. I believe that with all of my heart. And we need to pray for them, church. We need to do our part. We need to lift them up. So here's what I want us to do right now. Here's what I want us to do. I want Zach, our youth pastor, just come down front here. And any of my youth leaders that are here, any of my youth leaders, Philip, I saw you, Renee, Sean, I don't know if there's any others. Yeah, my youth leaders, Johnny, there you are. Do I have any of my other youth leaders here? If you're a youth leader with our Rhema youth, I want you to come down here. I want you to come down here. I want you to come down here. Because we're going to pray. We're going to pray. We're going to pray for our youth, the youth of our church. And we're going to pray for these individuals, because they minister to our youth on a daily basis. We don't only need to pray for them today, but we need to pray for them every single day. We need to be lifting them up, because every week, these individuals are on the front lines. They need wisdom and knowledge, because I tell you what, y'all, if you haven't had teenagers in a while, it is a crazy, messed up world out there. And I tell you what, the world is speaking loudly to our teenagers. But us as the church, we need to be louder. And we need to tell them about the truth of the Word of God. And these individuals right down here, they're doing that week after week after week. And they're being an influence and are changing destinies. And so we need to be praying for them as well. And praying for our youth, all right? So what I want you to do is I just want you to just be stretching out your hands. If you want to come up, don't come up front, because come up front. You can come behind them. I'm going to pray for them in just a minute. So don't circle in front of them, but you can circle behind them, pray for them. Not everybody can come down here. So some of you that feel led, you can come down here. Others, just stretch your hands towards them. And we're going to pray for the youth. God has a plan, a great and mighty plan for our youth. Amen. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, oh Father, we just come to you right now in the name of Jesus. We come to you, Father. We come to you, Father, because we know that you are a generational God. We know that this goes from generation to generation. The things of God are passed down from generation to generation. This is what you have called us to do. Those of faith, that we pass down the power of the Holy Spirit. We pass down the things of the Word from generation to generation, so that the next generation can know the mighty working, of the Lord and the power of the Holy Spirit. And Father, right now, Father, we just lift up to you. We lift up to you the youth of our church, Father. We lift them up to you, Father. Oh, Father, we just pray for revival to that generation, Father. We pray for the fire of the Holy Spirit just to burn in them in a new way. Oh, Father, we just pray. We just pray for our youth, Lord, as they go to summer camp, God. Oh, Father, we just thank you that you will be in those services, mighty and powerful. Oh, Father, that you will show up. You will show up in a mighty and powerful way. Oh, Father. Oh, Father, they will hear your voice. Father, signs and wonders and demonstrations and miracles will happen at youth camp, Father. Oh, Father, it'll be a lot of fun, but Father, the spiritual things that happen at this camp will far outweigh all of the fun that they're going to have in the natural, Father. I just pray, Father, that in those services that you will call and reveal those things, the destiny that you have for their lives to them, Father, that you will show up to them, Father, that you will speak to them in a clear way. Exactly the plans that you have predestined for them from the beginning of time, Father. And I pray for addictions to be broken, chains to be broken in the name of Jesus, drug addiction to be broken, alcohol addiction to be broken, tobacco addiction to be broken, pornography addiction to be broken, that every chain that would bind them would be broken by the power of the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. Those chains are broken in the name of Jesus. Oh, so kotara shi si nikita. Oh, so kotala shi si si nikita la sho so so kota. Oh, so kotara shi si nikita la sho. E si nikita la sho so kota. E si nikita la sho so kota. E si nikita la sho so kota. E si nikita la sho. So so kota isiniki. Oh so kota rashi sinikita. Oh Father, we intercede for our youth. We intercede for our youth. Oh so kota rashi nisikita la sho isinikita rasho so kota. Isinikita. Oh so kota la shi sinikita. Oh so kota rashi. Oh, that a fire will be sparked on the inside of them. Oh so kota rashi sinikita. Oh so in a boldness will come upon them. Oh so kota rashi sinikita. Isinikita la shi, that they will see you and hear you and know you in a way that they never have, Father. Oh, sokotarashi sinikita. Oh, sokokotarashi sinikita. That they will bring revival to their schools. That they will bring revival to their neighborhoods. That they will bring revival to their their sports teams. Oh, Sokotarashi, that they will be so on fire with God, Father, that it will burn on the inside of them, that nothing else will matter to them but your voice and following you. Oh, Sokotarashi, Sinikita. Oh, Sokotarashi. Oh, Sokotarashi, Inisikita. Oh, Sokotarashi, Inisikita. Oh, Sokotarashi, Siniki. Oh, that a revival will break out. That a revival will break out to this generation, Father. To this generation. Oh, Sokotarashi, Sinikita, like never before. Oh, Sokotarashi, Sinikita, Lashu. Oh, Sokotarashi, Inisikita, Lasho, Sokotarashi, that they will run and not grow weary. Oh, Sokotarashi, Siniki, that they will not grow weary and well doing. Oh, Sokotarashi, Siniki. Oh, Sokotarashi, Nisikita. Oh, Sokota, Inisikita, Rasho, Sokota, Inisikita, Lasho, Sokota, Inisikita, Rasho, Sokota. Oh, Sokota, Rashi. Oh, I bind those thoughts of suicide. I bind those thoughts of suicide. Oh, I thank you that they will know their worth, that they will know their worth in you, Father, that they will know their worth in you. Oh, Father, that you will reveal that to them. Oh, Sokotarashi. Isinikita. Oh, Sokotarashi. Oh, I bind that spirit of cutting and self-destruction. Oh, I bind it. I say it to go in the name of Jesus. Oh, Sokotarashi. Oh, take your hands off of our youth in the name of Jesus. That has to go. Oh, Sokotarashi. Sinikita. Oh, Sokotarashi. Sinikita. Oh, Sokotarashi. Isinikita. Depression has to leave. Depression has no place in the name of Jesus. Oh, Sokotarashi. Oh, Sokotarashi. Oh, Sokotarashi. Oh, Sokotarashi. Nisikita. Isinikita rasho. So, Sokotarashi. Inisikita rashi. Sinikita rasho. Oh, Sokotarashi. Inisikita lasho. Sokota. Isinikita. Oh, Sokota, Inisikita, Lasho, So, Sokota, Inisikita, Lasho, So, Isinikita, Lasho, Sokota, Oh, Sokotarashi, Inisikita, Rasho, Sokotarashi, Oh, Sokotarashi, Sikita, Rasho, Oh, Father, and I pray, Father, for Zach. Oh, Father, and all of the youth leaders that are ministering to the youth, Father. Oh, Father, I pray, Father. Oh, Sokotarashi, for a stronger anointing, Oh, Sokotarashi, Sinikita Rashi. Oh, Sokotarashi, Isikita Rasho. Oh, Sokotarashi. Oh, just a renewed passion. Oh, a renewed passion. Oh, so like never before. Oh, like never before. Oh, Father, that they will see. They will see. Oh, Sokotarashi. Oh, Father, that you will give them eyes to see spiritually those that need. Oh, Sokotarashi. Oh, Sokotarashi. Oh, Sokotarashi. Oh, that anointing. Oh, Sokotarashi. Sinikita. Oh, Sokotarashi. Isinikita Rasho. Sokotarashi. Oh, Sokotarashi. Oh, Sokotarashi. Sinikita Rasho. Oh, so kotarashi. Oh, the greater flow, a greater flow. Oh, there's a greater flow. There's a greater flow. Oh, sokotarashi. Oh, one that you have not walked in before. Oh, one that you have not walked in. Oh, it's a greater, it's a deeper. Oh, it's a deeper flow. Oh, sokotarashi sinikita. Oh, sono kotarashi. Sininikitarashisi. Oh, a greater anointing. Oh, a greater anointing. Oh, oh, so kota. Inisiki si kota. Oh, so no, my, my. Oh, so kota. Inisikita la sho. Oh, so. Oh, kota rashini si. Oh, so kota. Oh, so kota rashi isiniki. Oh, so kota rashi. Oh, so kota rashi. Oh, so kota rashi. For this place, for this time, for this place, for this time. Oh, so kota rashi siniki tarashi. Oh, so kota rashi siniki ta. Oh, so kota rashi siniki ta. Oh, so kota rashi. Oh, it'll burn on the inside. It'll burn on the inside. Oh, so kota rashi siniki ta. Oh, so kota rashi. Oh, so kota rashi. Oh, for this time, for this place, you were called. Oh, you were called. You were called for this time, for this place, for these youth. Oh, so kota rashi si inisi kita la sho so kota. Oh, so kota rashi. Oh, so kota rashi. Oh, signs, wonders, miracles like you have never known. Oh, like you have never known. Oh, as you continue to follow me and pursue me, I will lead you into a greater, a greater, a greater anointing. Oh, so kota rashi sikita. Oh, so kota rashi. Oh, so kota. Oh, so kota. Oh, so kota rashi. Oh, oh, more than you'll know. Oh, more than you can even know. Oh, so kota. Oh, so kota. Inisikita la sho. Oh, so kota la shi. Oh, so kota la shi. Oh, so oh kota la shi. Inisikita la sho. So ko. Isinikita. Oh, so kota. Inisiki. Oh, so. Oh, so. Oh, so. Oh, so kota la shi. Oh, so kota la shi. Oh, so kota la shi. Oh, so. Oh, so kota rashi si niki. Oh, so kota rashi si niki tala sho. Oh, so kota rashi isi nikota rashi. Oh, so kota rashi ini sikita. Oh, so kota rashi. Oh, impartations, impartations. Oh, so kota rashi. Oh, so kota rashi si nikita. Oh, so kota. Oh, impartations. Oh, so kota rashi si nikita. Oh, so kota rashi. Oh, so kota rashi. Oh, so ko ini si kita. Oh, so kota. 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 Ini si kita la sho. Oh, so kota. Oh, so kota. Oh, sakata. Oh, so kota la shi. Oh, so kota la shi. Oh, so kota la shi. Oh, so kota la shi si kita. Just the beginning. Oh, it's just the beginning. Oh, it's just the beginning. Oh, it's just the
beginning. Fall on me, anointing.
Oh, so kota rashi, sinin kata rasho. Oh, sokotarashi ini ketarasho sokotarashi oh sokotarashi sisi ketarashi oh sokotarashi sinikita oh sokotarashi sinikita rasho sokotarashi oh sokotarashi sinikita oh yes yes receive that oh sokotarashi oh the Lord's speaking to your heart right now just receive that oh sokotarashi sinini kitarashi oh sokotarashi oh sokotarashi ni sikitarasho oh sokotarashi ini sikitarasho sokotarashi oh sokotarashi sini kita oh sokotarashi sini kitarashi oh sokotarashi oh sokotarashi ni sikitarasho show. Oh, so, oh, I have placed those talents in you for a purpose. Oh, and it's time. Oh, it's time to walk in that. Oh, and flow with that. And yield to that. Oh, and grow in that. Oh, sokotarashi si nikita. Oh, sokotarashi si nikita. Oh, sokotarashi. Oh, sono kotarashi. Oh, sokotarashi. And as you step into those things I have called you to. Oh, oh, so kotarashi. Oh, the anointing. Oh, the anointing. Oh, the anointing. You'll grow in that. Oh, so sokotarashi sinikita. Oh, so sokotarashi. Stay, so listen and stay close to me. Oh, as I lead you every step of the way. Oh, sokotarashi. Ini sikitarasho sokota. Ini sikitarasho sokotarashi. Ini sikitarasho. Oh, sokotarashi ni sikitarasho sokota. Ini sikitarasho sokotarashi. Sikitarasho. Oh, sokotarashi. Oh, sokotarashi sinikita. Oh, sokotarashi sinikita. Oh, sokotarashi ni sikita la sho. Oh, sokotarashi u sonokota. Oh, sinikita la sho sokotarashi. Inisiki u sokotarashi sinikita. Oh, a greater wisdom. Oh, sokotarashi. O so kotarashi sinikita. O so kotarashi ni sikita la sho so kota. Sikita rasho so kota. O so kotarashi sinikita. O so kotarashi sinikita. O so kotarashi sinikita. O sokotarashi ini sikitarasho soko ini sikitarashi sinikitarasho sokota ini sikitarasho soko ini sikitarasho sokota ini sikitarasho sokotarashi o sokotarashi. Oh, yes, yes. Oh, sokotarashi. You'll walk in all the fullness. All the fullness. Oh, sokotarashi si nikita. Oh, sokotarashi si nikita. Oh, sokotarashi si nikita. Oh, sokotarashi si kitarasho. Sinikita, oh so kotarashi sinikita, oh so kotarashi siniki, isikitarasho so kotarashi, oh so kotarashi, oh so kotarashi, anointing fall on me.
Let the power of the Holy Ghost fall on me. Anointing fall on me. Anointing power of the Holy Ghost fall on me. Anointing fall on me. Oh, touch my hands, Lord, my mouth and my heart. The power of the Holy Ghost, let it fall on me. Anointing fall on me.
Oh, Father, that our young people may know the power of the Holy Ghost, that they may know the power of the Holy Ghost. Oh, so let it fall on them. Oh, sokotara shi sini kitala la sho sokota ini sikitara shi sini kita. Oh, we pray that their hearts will be open to hear you. Oh, sokotara shi sini kita. Oh, sokotala shi. But they won't care about those around them, about their friends, Father, but their greatest desire will be to please you. Oh, to follow you. Oh, sokotara shi sini kita. Oh, sokotala shi sini kita. Oh, sokotala shi sini kita. Oh, sokotara shi sini kita. Isi kitara shoso. Inisiki. Oh, sokotara shi sini kita. Isi Nikita, great and mighty works will they do. Great and mighty works will they do in the name of Jesus. Oh, sokotara shi sini kita. Oh, sokotala shi sini kita. Oh, sokotala shi. Isi Nikita la sho. Isi Nikita ra sho sokotala. Isi Nikita ra shi si Nikita. O sokotala shi inisi kita la sho. O sokotala ra shi. O sokotala shi si Nikita. O sokotala shi si Nikita. Oh, Father, and I pray for more laborers, Father, to minister to the young generation. Oh, Father, I pray for laborers, Father, that you would, oh, sokotara shi sinikita. Oh, Father, those that have been ignoring the call. Oh, Father, those that have been running from the call. Father, that you will arrest them. Oh, Father, those that you have called to minister to the teens and to the children, Father, that are running from that call, I ask you, Father, that they won't be able to eat, sleep, or do anything until they answer that call to minister to this generation. Oh, sokotara shi sinikita. Oh, this generation needs those. Oh, this generation needs laborers that will go to them, that can minister to them on their level, in their way. Oh, soko sini kita la shi. Oh, Father, those that you have appointed to do that, I ask that they would answer that call. That they would answer that call. Oh, Father, for so many lives hanging in the balance. Oh, soko tara shi sini kita la sho. Soko tara shi. Oh, soko tara shi. Oh, sokota. Oh, sokotara shi sini kita. Oh, sokotara shi sini kita. Oh, Father, this generation is crying out. It's crying out for the supernatural, and we need those that will answer that call to bring the power of the Holy Ghost to them. Oh, sokotara shi. Oh, Father, we thank you that the callings of God are without repentance. The callings of God are without repentance. Oh, soko tarashi sini kitala sho soko ini si kitara sho soko tarashi. Oh, soko tarashi. Oh, so kota inisi kitarra sho so kotarra shi inisi kita. Oh, Father, we thank you for revival, revival, revival to break out, revival to break out among the young people. Oh, revival, revival. Oh, so kotarra shi sini kita. Oh, so kotarra shi. For it's the anointing that breaks the yoke. It's the anointing that breaks the yoke. Oh, that sweet anointing that breaks the yoke. Oh, sokotarashi sinikita. Oh, sokotarashi siniki. Oh, sokotalashi isinikitarasho. Oh, sokotarashi sinikita. Oh, Father, thank you. We thank you, Father. We call it done. Oh, Father, we call it done. Oh, Father, we just thank you. We thank you for the testimonies. We thank you for the signs and the wonders and the miracles and the changed lives. Oh, Father, that, oh, sokotarashi sinikitarashi sinikita. Oh, sokotarashi. Oh, we rejoice in that. We rejoice in that and we call it done and we thank you for it. We thank you for it. We give you glory and praise and honor. Oh, so kotarashi sinikita. Oh, so kotarashi sinikita. Oh, so kota inisikitarasho. So kota inisikita. Oh, so kotarashi. Oh, Father. Oh, Father, we thank you for it. We thank you for it. Oh, so.
Eye has not seen, and ear has not heard, the plans God has for this generation. He's getting us ready for this next generation. They're gonna carry the message of Jesus to a lost and dying world. They'll set this world on fire. This world on fire. They're gonna run to the dark place and spread the light. The generation, they'll carry his light, and many will cry out and say, I want to be saved because of this light. This generation, they will carry the fire to this world, and they'll run to the lost and dark world, and they'll carry the message, and we're gonna watch the world change because of this generation. This generation, they're carrying the fire and the power of the Holy Ghost like we've never seen before. It's in this generation, they're gonna set this world on fire, and they'll prepare this world for his coming, for Jesus is soon to come, and it will be through this generation. This generation, they will carry the power of the Holy Ghost to a lost and dying world. And we see this generation carrying the fire. And that's when we'll see a great revival.
Hallelujah. 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 Oh, hallelujah. This generation. This generation. Oh, hallelujah. That was a beautiful song by the Spirit. Oh, that was beautiful. This generation will carry the fire and bring revival to the world. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Whew. Thank you, Jesus. Man, I don't even know how you end something like this. You just want to stay here all day, all night. This generation, amen. This generation. Springing the fire and changing the world. This generation. I'm excited about it. How about you? This generation. Amen. Amen. Well, praise God. Y'all are the most amazing prayers. I just got to tell you that. You just know how to hook up with the Holy Ghost. Thank you so much for hooking up. But don't let this be the only night that you hook up. Every day. Every day be praying for this generation. Amen. Amen. Well, thank you guys for joining us. Thank you for joining us online. Anchor Faith, thank you for joining us. And we hope that you guys have a great night, a wonderful Memorial Day tomorrow. And we will see you back here Wednesday night at 7 o'clock. Amen. Amen. Have a great night.